بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
The Prohibition, سورة التحريم. Topic of the Surah: Emphasis on spiritually developing the prophetic household so that it becomes exemplary for a family and community.
يا أيها النبي لم تحرم ما أحل الله لك تبتغي مرضات أزواجك والله غفور رحيم.
Explanation. O Messenger, why do you make impermissible that which Allah has made permissible for you? For example, making use of your servant girl, Mariah, wanting to please your wives in doing so, after they expressed protective jealousy over her. Allah is forgiving towards you and is merciful to you.
قد فرض الله لكم تحلة أيمانكم والله مولاكم وهو العليم الحكيم.
Verily, Allah has legislated for you to break your oaths by giving expiation if you find something better than the oaths you took, or if you go against them. Allah is your helper, and He is the knower of your circumstances and what is best for you. He is the wise in His legislation and decree.
وَإِذْ أَسَرَّ النَّبِيُّ إِلَىٰ بَعْضِ أَزْوَاجِهِ حَدِيثًا فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَتْ بِهِ وَأَظْهَرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ عَرَّفَ بَعْضَهُ وَأَعْرَضَ عَنْ بَعْضٍ فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَهَا بِهِ قَالَتْ مَنْ أَنْبَأَكَ هَذَا قَالَ نَبَّأَنِيَ الْعَلِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ.
And remember, when the Prophet, peace be upon him, mentioned something only to Hafsa, and that was that he will never again go close to his wife, Mariah. So after Hafsa informed Aisha of the information, and Allah informed His Messenger of His secret having been spread, He reprimanded Hafsa and told her part of what she had said, not mentioning another. So she asked him, "Who informed you of this?" He replied, "The knower of everything and the aware of every hidden thing informed me of it."
إن تتوبا إلى الله فقد صغت قلوبكما وإن تظاهرا عليه فإن الله هو مولاه وجبريل وصالح المؤمنين والملائكة بعد ذلك ظهير.
It is your duty that you both repent, because your hearts have inclined towards liking something the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, disliked. For example, staying away from his servant girl and forbidden her upon himself. And if you insist upon joining forces against him, then know that Allah is his guardian and helper, and so is Gabriel and the best of believers. The angels are also his helpers and supporters after Allah against those who cause inconvenience to him.
عَسَى رَبُّهُ إِن طَلَّقَكُنَّ أَن يُبْدِلَهُ أَزْوَاجًا خَيْرًا مِنْكُنَّ مسلمات مؤمنات قانتات تائبات عابدات سائحات ثيبات وأبكارا.
It is very likely that if his messenger was to divorce both of you, Allah, may he be glorified, will give him wives better than you, who are submissive to his instructions, believing in Allah and his messenger, obedient to Allah, repenting of their sins, devoted to their Lord, fasting, previously married and virgins, whom no one except the messenger has touched. However, he did not divorce them.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ عَلَيْهَا ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون.
O those who have faith in Allah and act according to what He has legislated for them, put up a barrier for yourselves and your families against a huge fire which is stoked with people and stones. Appointed over this fire are tough angels, who are harsh to whoever enters it. They do not disobey the command of Allah when He commands them, and they do whatever He commands them to do without hesitation or showing weakness.
يا أيها الذين كفروا لا تعتذروا اليوم إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون.
The disbelievers will be told on the day of resurrection, O you who have disbelieved in Allah, do not make excuses today for the disbelief and sins you used to commit, because your excuses will not be accepted. Today, you will be requited only for the disbelief in Allah and rejection of His messengers you used to perpetrate in the world. Beneficial points. Expiation for oaths has been legislated. Allah mentions the status of the Prophet, peace be upon him, according to his Lord and his defending him. A believer is responsible for himself and his family.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَنْ يُكَفِّرَ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيُدْخِلَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ يَوْمَ لَا يُخْزِي اللَّهُ النَّبِيَّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ نُورُهُمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا إنك على كل شيء قدير.
O those who have faith in Allah and act according to what He has legislated for them, repent to Allah sincerely for your sins. Allah will erase your sins from your records and enter you into gardens under the palaces and trees of which rivers flow. On the Day of Judgment, a day on which Allah will not humiliate the Prophet nor those who had faith with him by entering them into the hellfire. Rather, their light will shine in front of them and their right sides on the bridge. And they will be saying, O our Lord, perfect for us our light so that we can enter paradise and not be like the hypocrites whose light dies out at the bridge. And forgive our sins for us, because you are indeed capable of everything. You are not and capable of perfecting our light and forgiving our sins.
Ya ayyuhan nabiy jahidil kuffar wal munafiqin waghlub alayhim wa ma'wahum jahannam wa bi'sal masir.
O Messenger, strive against the disbelievers with the sword, and against the hypocrites with your tongue, and upholding the punishments. And be harsh against them so that they fear you. The abode they will end up in on the day of judgment is hell. And that abode is a very evil abode indeed.
ضرب الله مثلا للذين كفروا امرأة نوح وامرأة لوط كانتا تحت عبدين من عبادنا صالحين فخانتاهما فلم يغنيا عنهما من الله شيئا وقيل ادخلا النار مع الداخلين.
Allah gives an example of those who disbelieve in Allah and His Messenger, that their relationship with the believers will not benefit them in any condition. The example of the two wives of two of the prophets of Allah, the wives of Noah and Lut. For verily, they were wives to two pious servants, but they deceived their husbands by preventing from the path of Allah and helping the people of disbelief from their nations. Their being wives of these two pious servants did not help them, and it will be said to them, "Enter into the hellfire amongst the disbelievers and transgressors entering it."
وضرب الله مثلا للذين آمنوا امرأة فرعون إذ قالت رب ابن لي عندك بيتا في الجنة ونجني من فرعون وعمله ونجني من القوم الظالمين.
And Allah also mentions an example to those who have faith in Him and His messengers, that their connections with the disbelievers will not harm them or affect them as long as they remain steadfast upon the truth. The example of the wife of Pharaoh, when she said, "O my Lord, build a house for me near you in paradise, and save me from the tyranny of Pharaoh, his might and his evil deeds, and save me also from the people who wrong themselves by following him in his transgression and oppression."
ومريم ابنة عمران التي أحصنت فرجها فنفخنا فيه من روحنا وصدقت بكلمات ربها وكتبه وكانت من القانتين.
And Allah also mentions an example for those who have faith in Him and His messengers, in the condition of Mary, the daughter of Imran, who safeguarded her private parts from fornication. So Allah commanded Gabriel to blow into her, due to which she fell pregnant through the power of Allah with Jesus, the son of Mary, without a father. She also believed in the religions of Allah and the books revealed to His messengers. And she was obedient to Allah by fulfilling His commands and refraining from the things He did not allow. Beneficial points. Sincere repentance is a means of every goodness. Relationships through allegiance or blood will not benefit on the day of judgment if there is a difference in religion. Chastity and keeping far away from suspicion are among the qualities of pious believing women.